KG2RY listening. KG2RY listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WA2CDL, WA2CDL, WB2EAD, still around, Andy?
I'm on the phone. I'll call you in a little while when I get off the phone, WA2CDL.
Cell phone, not home phone.
I got you.
Thanks a bunch. WB2EAD clear.
GB Mobile, Sunrise westbound.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening.
N2ZUC, KD2O GB Mobile, how you doing?
Doing fine, how are you making out?
Good, just cleared the Oakdale Merge, coming in the Great River. Should be a nice flip in about 2 minutes. On the way to Babylon to do the usual assignments.
Okay, you're a traveling man. You're always going someplace. I'm just running a quick errand here. It's a hot one today, Craig.
Hey, roger. It's 85 on my dashboard. And since I was pretty much packing everything in my bag, I figured, nah, I'm not bothering Sayville this time. I'm going to go out of Babylon. So, driving there now. Should be there in about 10, 12 minutes.
Okay, I don't think the railroad is crowded yet with people going back to work, is it?
In phase two essential service. Basically, all of the rush hour trains, with about 10% of them out, and all of it's all off-peak.
It's off-peak, but I'm saying it's not crowded like it would normally be.
Still gotta wear a mask or a face covering, and if you feel sick or experiencing symptoms, you should stay home. That's what they say.
Well, it's been working so far. Other states, they're not complying with those rules, and they're not doing very well. Florida's not doing well at all.
Yeah. People out there are still not wearing masks. That's on them. The way it works is when I do my assignments, I have it with me, but I just have it hanging. If I can't maintain the 6-foot rule, then I throw it on. But I have to keep it on if I'm on the train, especially if I have my passes visible.
Well, that's a good way to go. I know it's very hot to wear out in the heat.
Well, the last thing I need to deal with is the riding public, so I prefer to do things my way.
Whatever works. N2ZUC in the Mobile, downtown Valley Stream.
Valley Stream, huh? that's where I was going to have a van job, permanent, but because crew misread the bid, I didn't get that job. Somebody else bid it over me and got it.
Well, would that be good for you?
Depends how the job folds out. You take the van out of the yard and you stop at five or six stations. One job goes on the Far Rockaway branch, and another job goes on the West Hempstead branch, and you end in either Malvern or Lakeview. But I really shouldn't have bidded it, but thankfully I was bumped off of it. But you got to be careful of what you bid, especially permanent jobs, because once you win it, guess what? You're locked into it for 6 months.
I don't think that'll be good for you because you live out in Suffolk, don't you?
They gave me the temporary Westside Yard job, which is better than nothing. I'll take it. It's just I can't take the hours on the weekend, but I'm just going to have to make the best of it.
Okay, very good. I'm going to sign with you. I'm coming up to where I have to park to go to the store. Be safe out there. Catch you next time. And Tuesday's usually Mobile listening out.
Roger, roger. Enjoy the rest of your day. And NZUC, KD2OGB Mobile, westbound on Sunrise and Bayshore, standing by.
KG2RY, listening.
KG2RY, KD2OGB Mobile. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Excellent. Just approaching the Southern Parkway here on Sunrise, almost in Babylon.
We got good weather today.
It's a broken overcast in front of me here, but it's beautiful outside. It's like 85 though on my dashboard. It's insanely hot.
Gosh, I didn't feel it. You know, I have the windows open in my apartment. The air's coming through.
I have the AC on in my car about midway up. And, yeah, police officer up ahead. Let's slow down a little bit. But, AC is running in my car. I did have the window down, and then I rolled it back up and then threw the air conditioning on.
Well, I like to have the AC on when I sleep. But then I have to go under the big blankets.
Usually I put the fan in my window sometimes at night, which kind of helps out with my computer, even though it's not really meant to. But at the same time, it blows all these particles, and now my desk is filthy when I just cleaned it. And so now I got to take all the monitors off, the keyboard off, and I got to wipe it down. That's why I don't want the fan in my window. It's blowing particles inside.
QSL, QSL. Well, the air filter helps a lot. I have an IntelliPure, air filter for microscopic particles. Even particles that make up gas end up in that filter. So a lot of the dust and all that, you know, coming in from the city, you know, ends up in that filter.
Perhaps I could look into that, but... Yeah, it's this fan that you basically stuff in the window. You can choose it to, you can choose if you want it to suck air in or blow air out.
QSL, but you gotta have another window open, you know, so the air can come in or go out.
Oh, in conjunction with my ceiling fan that I have, I guess I use it when I have, when we have the AC. Actually, no, if we don't have the AC on, then I have the window, I guess. That's what my parents, I guess, have been doing whenever they want to put the fan in my room.
QSL, QSL, Craig. You know, there's certain handful of people that I like to talk to because, you know, we can just be friends. You know, we don't have to talk about anything, you know, about the money. How to say when somebody has some intention, you know?
Yeah, that's true, but I prefer an adequate environment, especially since I have a lot of electronics to deal with. So you don't want it to be in the wrong environment, like in a basement where there's a lot of humidity down there And plus, we haven't even run the dehumidifier down there in quite a long time. KG2RY, KD2OGB Mobile, Deer Park Avenue, southbound.
KD2OGB from KG2RY. Fine business. Yeah, I do the best that I can with what I have. You know, I try not to, to be frivolous. You know, I have bills coming up I have to pay.
Try to avoid using the heater as much as possible. We just use the AC and use our windows during the summer. That's the best that we can do. For whatever reason, I don't know why people would want to use their air conditioning in the winter time in their car. That makes no logical sense. Why would they do that?
Well, I knew this person who used the air conditioner year-round. And even in the fall, when it started to get cold, the air conditioner was on. I think the temperature in his office was under 50 degrees.
Hey, Greg, John, KD2IKX.
John.
According to the automotive manufacturers, they recommend running the air conditioner during the wintertime at least once a month to maintain the refrigerant inside the system to reduce the possibility of leaks.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration. Yeah, for whatever reason, my left side wasn't actually blowing, so I had to fix that, I guess, yesterday. But yeah, I'll consider doing that. But usually when it's the winter time, I usually have the heater on. Not to mention, but the air conditioning does make the engine work harder. You realize that. And if your engine starts to overheat, that's the first thing you do is you shut the AC off. But I assume that you roll your windows down and you blast the heater and the fan as high as possible. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, but it helps bring the coolant down a little bit. I'm actually looking at it right now. I don't have to look at it in the form of a bar. I can see what it actually is. It's 197 right now.
KD2AKX. All right, Greg. Well, you know, basically just keep in mind that whenever you put your air conditioning in, not your air conditioning, but your car into defrost, your compressor turns on. So I'm just passing on a little tidbit that I heard on the radio or TV or something like that, that it was a question asked, should you run your air conditioning during the wintertime in your car? And the answer was yes. Most manufacturers do recommend running it for at least 5-10 minutes once a month during the wintertime to prevent the possibility of leaks in the system. So it keeps it lubricated, because you got to remember, as that Freon is running through the pipes, it's also pumping oil through the system and lubricating all the moving parts within the compressor. So that's a little tidbit, and this is John's corner. Like Andy has a corner, now John has a corner with a little tidbit information, and I'm going to go back and do my paperwork. You guys continue on. I think it's David out there. I'll hand it back over to you. This is Kilowatt Delta 2 Alpha Kilo X-ray.
Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Kilo X-ray from Kilo Golf 2 Romeo Yankee. This is Dave's corner. Dave's corner, you know, some people, they say that Dave asks esoteric questions during the TechNet and all that. And, you know, it's like everybody has a corner. So this is Dave's corner. Things that, you know, sort of come out of left field. Go ahead, Craig.
KD2OGB Mobile on Glen Oaks. Had to not talk there because I just went under the trestle and I probably wouldn't have been able to get you. But that actually is an interesting topic I would love to ask on the trestle.
Craig, KD2OGB from KG2RY. Thank you.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is N2WC Mobile listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KC1NGB Mobile listening.
WA2CDL N2WKP. N2WKP.
KC1NGB Mobile.
KD2FRU.
KD2FRU, this is KG2RY. How are you?
Hi, David. I'm here. No complaints. Up and breathing. How's it going where you are?
Pretty good. Can't complain. You know, I'm somewhere in between where most people are. And, you know, I have a livelihood to care for, you know. So I choose not to conduct any business on the ham radio at all. And I hope they're not offended that, you know, I'm not agreeing with them on certain things.
What do you mean by conduct business? I'm willing to swap equipment, or antennas or test gear or something like that. But I try to minimize politics and social. That's not business to me. That's more like tough topics. So I minimize that. Is that what you mean?
Hey, listen. People can do whatever they want, you know, on the air or whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as they don't include me in that, then it's okay, you know. Like, if they're busy, you know, pitching repairs or radios or whatever. As long as it doesn't come to me, I don't care, you know. But I find that people are, how to say, they're very forceful about what they want me to accept or to buy. So, you know, I'm very careful where I put my few little pennies because that's all I have.
Okay. No complaints. I thoroughly understand. So, I guess there's many topics that are involved with the word business. I just didn't understand what you meant by business. I was trying to help clarify it, but I guess that wasn't working.
Well, think about it this way, you know. You could spend all your money, you know, gallivanting around, taking bar drinks and having a really good time. Then you get home and you realize, oh, I spent all my money. Now I can't pay my bills.
Okay. Well, my VHF radio right now is not exactly in the bar. By the way, I guess bars still aren't open. I don't know if they are or aren't. Phase two. But I think a lot of bars are opening up with food to go. A lot of them have converted into food, which is good to help them survive. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, ham radio is about enjoyment. It's about good discussion, and it's about good exchanges. And if there's any topics that you feel you don't want to be part of, that's all well and fine. I don't know who's rubbing you with this. I'm certainly not.
No, you're not, sir. But I will say, you know, that a lot of times, maybe more in the past than now, you know, I talk to somebody about being their best friend, and I want to be his best friend. And then he starts talking about money. I say, oh, I don't know if I can continue with this.
I guess you're delving into specifics about relationships that I really can't discuss. I wouldn't know how to discuss that, and I guess I wouldn't want to. KD2FIU.
Yeah, but if somebody wants to talk about money, I'll just say, go talk to somebody else about it, and, you know, I'll be free and clear of that conversation.
Yeah, that's the Arm & Hammer laundry detergent that I use. Free and clear. How about that? Oh, the trauma!
I use 7th Generation Free and Clear.
Just taking the lighter side of it there, David. And I hope you've seen as much sunshine as I am. I got some work to do here. Figured I'd say hello for a while and kick in on the repeater. And you came back to me, and we're not too far away. I always get you almost full signal on the input. Nice job there. And I got some work to do about the house right now, and I'll key in a little bit later. Thank you for coming back.
QSL, take it a step beyond what is commonly known. You do some other thing, and it might be a big discovery. 73, have a great day. KD2FIU from KG2RY.
Oh, there are surprises and discoveries with every journey. KD2FIU, 73, David.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2 KNH Mobile.
How you doing, Charlie? KC1 SAM.
Hello, Sam. How you doing today?
Very good. How goes the move, or are you working today?
Well, I was supposed to work today, but I decided to take another day. It's been like, you know how it is, moving insanity. 40 years worth of stuff. You know, several truckloads back and forth. Other things we can move by the car. I'm on the way back now to pick up the cats. They've been alone until we get the house in a situation where they can actually live there.
Yeah. If they go out, be sure you do that gradually, because they can get lost, too, outside. I don't know if they're outdoor cats or whatever. All my animals are outdoors here. But when you move, well, we lost a cat once we moved many, many years ago. He went out, no doubt got lost. Looked, you know. But so they can. You know, dogs will smell their way back. But cats, I think they're more visual, you know.
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, when you have outdoor animals, you never know what's going to happen. You know, could something get them, then they get hit by a car. You know, do they just wander off and get lost? They're both indoor cats, but trying to get them into carriers and into the house is going to be interesting.
Yeah, put them in the carrier backwards. In other words, the tail ends first. And then by the time you get to the head, it's too late. By the time they realize what's happening, it's already done.
Well, I'll try every method. I was actually looking for a carrier I had seen last month. The top opened up, and you could just drop them in. It was like a gate.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Here we have one cat. We've had more. Have one cat now. So we have more animals, but kind of limited right now. And mine are outdoors. Only threat to the cat out there is coyotes. But this cat was one that, over five years ago, was hanging around where my son worked. Lived outdoors for years. Stood up to coyotes. He saw them. You know, and just survived where there was traffic and everything. So, yeah. Can I bring it over there? I go, yeah, what's another cat, you know. The labs didn't care, the dogs. I had four dogs back there. Figures, look, oh, yeah, another cat. And he got along with them good, too.
Was that the cat you were telling me used to trot along with, or trot along with your dogs when they go out?
Yep. And my daughter goes down. I have a long, long driveway. Actually, I think it's almost 800 feet. Kind of measured the other day. And she'll walk down to get the mail. I do have a mailbox there. And usually takes the dog with her, and the cat goes too. But he'll go in the woods with the dog. Actually, I lost his buddy 2 months ago, one of my dogs. That was what the cat really liked. He would hang out with him outside. If he went for a walk in the woods, he'd go with the dog.
KD2KNH, I'm sorry to hear that about your dog. I hadn't heard. Yeah, it's tough. It's like losing a family member. You get close to him after a while. But I know you would got some replacements just in case. But I hope that's going well.
I get very close to my dogs. I train them. I get inside their heads. They get inside my heart. I'd always get two more by now, but you know, it's finally added up on me, or losing them. It's just devastating. So I've had 12 labs over the years, and I really doubt how I'm going to get any more. I just can't go through that anymore.
You know, and I know where you're coming from. Anybody that's had pets, I got close to them. It's difficult. The last cat we lost very early, he had to be put down, and it was a horrible situation. And we swore we wouldn't get any more, and of course now we have two more. But you know, sometimes some time passes, and oh,
Sorry, I got a cell phone call. I'll get back to you, Sam. KC2 Handage.
KC1, Sam, just standing by. Good, Charlie. WB2ZFE. WB2ZFC, KC1, Sam. How you doing?
A little warm, but other than that, fine.
80 here in the forest. So that must mean it's 90 in the towns. I don't know what they're doing up there. I'm looking at the weather. I'm in the cool spot in the city, so thank God for air conditioning.
Yeah, the dashboard says 92.
Yeah, so they give the temperature up here in several towns, but their official temperature is a little misleading because they take it up at the airport, and there's a lot of tarmac there, and I'm sure that's a lot warmer than the surrounding areas.
Well, it's probably the right temperature if you're on an airplane.
I'd want to open a window if I was.
Yeah, there you go. Trying to figure out which way to go here. Hang on for 1 second. There we go. Well, it's telling everybody to avoid... Excuse me, I'll be right back. PB2CSC.
You're back, KC, when I say I'm...
Yes, I had a call for my daughter and stopped at the gas station at the same time, so... Always nice to have a full tank of gas.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, when it gets down to half, I fill it up. I don't know, maybe that says something. But I always like to be, have plenty. What were we saying? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, and the cat, he still likes the other dog. He hangs with the other dog. But, after putting them all down, I just can't do anymore. Digging that hole, they're all buried out there in the woods. Hurts. What can I say?
Yeah, we got several guys buried at the old house, and, what can you do? We're all heading that direction eventually.
Yeah. So the new place, are you close to the beach? Close to the water?
Yeah, not too far away. About half a mile, I guess, or less.
Spent some time in Rocky Point many, many years ago. My grandparents' place, owned a place there, and it was up on a cliff overlooking the beach. That was probably the best place I ever lived. I'll never forget that. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean. there's nothing like a waterfront view and coastal. A couple of years ago, we went to Maine, and I had my wife up on the cliffs over, we can climb around and see what it's like and how some people live, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a big telescope out there, too. We used to take it and look across to Connecticut. Little did I know I'd live here. But I used to look out in the water, and you'd see one of the coolest things. You'd see dolphins, and different things. It was neat. I used to spend a lot of time in that water, boy. No shoes. No shirt. Every minute I could, And that was fun, but that was decades ago. I enjoyed it. What the hell?
Well, man, I know exactly what you mean. our childhood memories are our fondest, and my grandmother had a farm on the Little Choptank River in Maryland, and that main house had a quarter mile of private beach for us, and spent a lot of time on that beach and in the water, crabs and fishing and, oysters everywhere, and you can just wade out for a quarter mile and only be knee deep.
Yeah, it had a nice sandbar low tide. Couldn't go out that far. But it was probably waist deep, I'm going to guess, and get a lot of clams. We used to get a lot of clams. every now and then, you know, you'd be digging your foot in and you'd dig up a crab and by mistake. And that was always fun.
Yeah, you brought back another memory. Yeah, I'm assuming 4 or 5 years old would be waiting out there and to the sandbars as well. Sometimes you'd be heading back to the shore and there'd be a couple of crabs in your way.
Yeah, it was a good time. I always enjoyed it. I looked into it once, actually, when I was back in Long Island a number of years ago now. But never ended up staying. I always came back up here. And I actually looked into it out there, you know. But it was too far. I was working in Huntington. It was just too far. So I was looking to get a place right near there. There was such good memories. But hey, once upon a time never comes again. Just enjoy the memories. So good luck with the new place, you know. It should be always exciting. A lot of hard work to get there, but always exciting once you do.
KD2KNH. Yeah, I just had a meeting this morning with an oil burner guy. This oil burner in the house is about 50 years old. It's ancient. I was going to replace it myself, but after what I've been going through the past week, I'm just going to have it done.
Yeah, if it's that old, it probably weighs more than your car. So better to let them do it.
Well, it's a small house. It's not a big burner, but it could have been done, but I'm just not set up to do that kind of work anymore. The more I looked at it, the more I'm like, ah, you know what? I just want to have it done, have it warrantied, and not have to worry about it, and yeah, no more problems.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I feel that way these days. Matter of fact, I'm waiting right now for a guy to come out. And get an electrical problem of some sort. I have a septic system up here. I have a two-tank system. And then because it's such a high water table, even though I'm up high, the water comes up very high. So I've got two streams past the property. And there's a septic tank and then an outflow to... And there's pumps in it to pump it up to the leaching fields. And one of them quit. And in the years past, I've, you know, reached in and pulled the chain and brought it up and played with that. You know what? Those days are over. I got a guy coming around 2 o'clock to do the legwork on that. I'd rather pay him and just, I'll sit in here and watch any air conditioning and watch him work.
Especially that kind of work. I don't blame you there. My problem is looking out. I think I can do the same things I used to do in no time at all. I am slowing down a little bit. And what can we do?
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy's 25 years younger than me, so. Well, 25 years younger, I would do it, but not now. So anyway, same idea. You know what I mean? You're going to relax and let the other guy do the work. That's good. I hope you enjoy the new place. I'm sure you looked all over the place. If you went from where you were living up to there, you know, there's a lot of area in between. So I'm sure you looked around a lot. And I'm guessing you found exactly what you want.
Well, it's home and already feels like home. Nice piece of property. But due to COVID, we couldn't look at a lot of properties, so... Kind of had to settle. It was one house I really liked a lot better, but it had a small piece of property and it was by a noisy road. So this will work. And we can fix it up to make it what we want it to be. So I'm happy.
Bottom line right there. Well, you know, the bottom line is as long as the wife's happy.
That's another reason why I took the day off. I had to set her up so she could work at home again. And I had to drill into the concrete blocks in the basement to set up a makeshift home office. And then I had her all set up last night. I finished at 1 a.m. And this morning the printer wouldn't work. So it took me 2 hours to get a printer working properly.
And if I remember right, that's kind of what you do for a living. So that must have been a hell of a problem. Oh, boy. When we got this house, I'm not married now, I haven't been for many years. But we were living in another part of the state, and we wanted a very isolated area. Along, you know, private property and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. Because
because we're living in a really, really nice community. One of those that's everything's controlled, you know. It was great for a couple of years. So we started looking around, and one day the real estate agent says, I think I found exactly what you want. You know, we'll take you down there. Let me break for a minute. You know, it's in Killingworth. Where's Killingworth? You know. Anyway, we go for this long drive, these little roads, down this little road. Then she turns on this little dirt path, and we're going boom, 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 you know, down it. And I look around, I look back, I can't see the road. I look ahead, I can't see anything. I said, what is this? She goes, this is a driveway. I said, we'll take it. And all my wife said was, I hope I like the kitchen. True story. She liked the kitchen for a few years.
Yeah, I was laughing when you said that, but that's funny. And, yep, well, you know it when you know it, you know. Reminds me, like I said, my grandmother's place had like a quarter mile driveway, which was great. Drove past cornfields, and she had a couple of hundred head of Black Angus cattle, and a tenant farmer's house, and really, really a beautiful place, and just really a nice place to visit. But anyway, Sam, I got to run. I just pulled in my driveway. My daughter's here. I got to help her out, and I've got to get the cats and maybe take down my antennas if I have time.
Enjoy chatting with you and keeping you company, Charlie. Have a great day, and drink plenty of fluid. It's pretty hot out there. Catch you again. Casey, when I say him, I'll be clear.
All right, Sam, you know, always a pleasure. 82 Gainage Clear, 73.
WB2CSA. KC1SAM, WB2CSA.
Hey, Steve, you called me running inside to make a little lunch. I'll be back in about 5 minutes, KC1SAM.
Yeah, make a big lunch, WB2CSA. Believe me, I'll still be here.
WB2ZSC, Casey, when I say it. WB2ZOC, KC1SAM.
This is KC2NKL looking for a radio check.
NTXN.
Go ahead, how you doing tonight?
NTXN Wesley, Muscat, New York. Radio is working good. The signal is great. What do you have?
Thanks. By the way, the name is Bernard. I just hooked up a Yaesu FTM-400DXR to my car.
And how much power do you have?
50 watts going into the Selden repeater.
Plenty enough. So you're in Long Island?
That's correct.
And what antenna do you use?
Say again, please.
What kind of antenna do you use?
It's a Diamond 7700.
What is the two bounder?
That's a dual bander.
Yeah. It's a dual bander, right. Yeah. Great. The signal is good. It's a good radio, a little bit old, but good. Where did you get it?
I got it from DX Engineering about a week ago.
Oh, you got it as a new one?
Yeah, I sure did.
If you don't mind, how much was it?
19. It's the the FTM 400 XDR. It's the one that came out right before the 300 that just was released.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's a great radio. I use Kenwood 2000. I'm a Kenwood guy. I have two of them.
And so you're not hearing any kind of whine or any background noise from this at all?
Absolutely clean. Absolutely beautiful. It's a special characteristic for the microphone that you have, which is good. And you've got state of the art. That's what you have it. Using Kenwood, the mobile version, that's the Kenwood 2000. It's a quite big one. You remember how it looks like? It's a huge box that is mounted under the seat of the driver, usually. If there is a place for it, huge one, and then the display is remote. But, I have also a stationary version of it. It's not the only radio on the world, but yes, you've got a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot. Listen, I appreciate the radio check. I'm going to run in and grab some lunch, and I'm sure I'll catch you on later. This is KC2NKL. I'll be clear on your final. 73, thanks a lot for the radio check.
KC2NKA. November 2 X-ray Juliet November and 2 XJN Wesley Master. Well, this is my first QSO from 2016. Yeah, I believe so. Other than that, I'm only on the TechNet and 2 XJN.
Very cool. Proud to be your first conversation coming back onto the repeater. Listen, I hate to cut it short, though, but I got to run. I will chat with you later. 73, KC2NKL, clear.
Have a good one. Thank you.
KD2INX.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This kilowatt to Queen Bravo Victor. Okay, 2QBZ, Pomona, New York, listening to the beat. Rockland County, New York, listening to me.
Rockland County, wow!
K2QB, anything? the mountain in New York. Kilowatt 2 Queen, Bravo, Victor. K2QBV, Pomona, New York, listening. Kilowatt 2 Queen, Bravo, Vista. K2QBV, Pomona, New York, listening to me.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Just came in the house. I heard you, so I figured I'd say hi.
All right, you must be hot then. It's warm out. I don't know. I just tried Jeff's machine. It sounds like it's down.
Oh, I haven't tried it. I don't know.
Your area is 447925, right?
Yes. Yeah, it might be. I haven't tried it.
All right, yeah, usually I can raise it from there. I don't know, maybe they're doing some work on it or something that we don't know about.
Yes, could be. Yeah, I don't mind the heat working outside. It's not too bad. At least, not today. It could be a lot worse. But I enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, you'd want to know how it was today. I decided to go to Hoover Dam with my wife.
Oh, probably pretty hot.
How does 118 degrees grab you?
If it's Arizona heat, it's not so bad. If it's New York heat or Hoover Dam heat with the humidity as high as it could be, yes, it's uncomfortable.
Well, fortunately, humidity was low, but the one thing you had to be really careful of out there is you couldn't tell you were sweating. So it was very easy to get dehydrated unless you drank, you know, a bottle of water at least once an hour.
Yep, that's true. Okay, and I'm sure you did that.
I'll definitely try to. The only thing I remember, it was so dry out there, the only thing that happened all the time was my nose was bleeding. Pain in the neck, but it was an interesting trip.
Okay. Well, you had the experience. You got the experience, which is good. So, what else is going on?
Not much. I've been hanging out in the house. I took my car in today to have it worked on, so I wasn't going to go too far. Had the tires rotated, an oil change, and they checked the brakes. I needed new brakes. Got a new cabin air filter, a new air filter for the engine, so I should be good for a few thousand miles again.
What year car is it?
I have a 2015 with almost 60,000 miles on it.
Oh, okay. I think you bought that new, is that right?
Yeah, I bought it new from the dealer. My other car had over 90,000 on it. I figured it was about time to get a new one.
Yeah, I bought my car up where you live, up in Glen Cove. I guess you know that.
Yeah, what did you do? Get a Subaru?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it from North Coast, right in Glen Cove. I forget the street. What is it, on Main Street, I think? yeah, in that little town there. You know, it's tucked away if you don't watch where you, the stores, the row of stores on both sides, you could pass it so easily because it's sort of like out of the way. It doesn't stand out like some other car dealerships, as you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I know where it is. That used to be for years it was a Buick dealership, Seaman Buick. And then Super Real dealership came in there. And I used to know the guy that owned that dealership. I don't know if he's still around.
I was recommended to go there over other dealers. And I priced a few others. This guy came in the best, and he was able to work with me on that. So I did a little bit of shopping, but I was under recommendation, too.
Yeah, actually, one of the guys in in Limark used to go up there for some reason. He had something to do with Subaru.
Yeah, there is a guy, but I don't think he was a Limark member.
I don't know, I used to talk to him on the repeater and he'd be coming up to Glen Cove.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just there. I finally, because I canceled my first appointment because of the coronavirus, so I went there for my first oil change and checkup. And they rotated the tires, you know, the normal stuff. So they took care of that. Now, I'm not due until 12,000. I only have 7,000 miles on the car. I haven't been going that many places because of, you know, what's been going on. So, you know, since March, it's my sort of traveling and going places has been slowing down a bit. Well, it has slowed down.
Yeah, I think last time I had a big brake job done, which was over 2 years ago. Actually, I guess about 3 years ago now. I drove out to Dayton with John. You know him. He lives in Hempstead or West Hempstead, not too far from you. He's the